This is Libby spilling all the political tea. Straight politics, no chaser. You know, the go-to for all your political needs. Think the Bodega Boys, but political. It's millennial politics served piping hot. This episode, I will discuss the latest and greatest political news. Apparently, it was Super Tuesday this week, and I did not get that memo. Time is flying, and damn does time fly. Well, here's a recap to get you up to date, just in case you missed it, like I almost did. Or just need a little nuance. So first things first. Why is Haley, aka Rachel Dolezal, still running? Like really? She only won one state, and that was confused, can't seem to retire, and fire Bernie Sanders, Vermont. I don't know why she is still running. People run for office for one of two reasons: to prove a point or to actually create change, whether good or bad. I guess she is trying to prove a point because she's not going to win to be able to create any change on any level. And her running against Trump will not get her a seat in his cabinet. Or will it? I doubt it. So I don't see her end game here. Like, let's scandal this. What is her end game? What does she want? Where is this going? Is this campaign being run so that if she runs again, she will seem like a more viable candidate? Is it just to piss Trump off? Like, what is the reason? Is she hoping that Trump won't be on the majority of ballots or be allowed to run, and then she can sweep in and make her mark as Haley versus Biden? Like, that's a far-fetched, grandiose plan, but anything is possible, right? Girl, no. Go away. You are a not-so-pretty distraction at best. And dealing with and mitigating the demagogue that is your party and former president is enough. Dealing with you two is too much. Please exit stage left. Not see your path to the White House, and it is all about the path. I'm counting states and districts, and you don't have enough to make it to the general election. So unless you know something that I don't, bow out gracefully. Damn. Like, didn't your home state, which is my summer home state of South Carolina, not vote for you a few weeks ago? That is telling. Just like how New York didn't vote for Trump in 2020. Yeah, sip that tea. So now we're at my favorite part of the episode, which is BFFR, make it make sense. One thing that really grinded my gears while I was watching ABC was the fact that Republicans were given an exit poll. And in it, they said that their most pressing concern this election cycle is, drum roll please, the border and immigration. And I almost spit. Bruh, all the things going on in the world, from the Congo to Ukraine to India to IVF, your biggest concern is the border and immigration? That's peak privilege to me, because I think if you ask a first-gen citizen or the average minority what their biggest issue for this election cycle is, it will not be immigration. I don't even think that would be top five, top 10. Like BFFR. We have real-life problems over here. Rent is due, inflation is at an all-time high, the Cookie Monster is complaining, calling it shrinkflation. Every day there is a new war genocide, and you are concerned about immigrants taking your job, the jobs you are not qualified to do. Baby, please miss me with the BS on today. Like, make it make sense. Y'all continuously and perpetually make me absolutely sick. Like, you SOBs. What is going on at the border really keeps you up at night, but not 10-year-old girls having babies? And this is how you know the whole party is full of shit. Because if immigration is their biggest problem, something that truly does not concern them, then damn, they must not have any true problems at all. They don't, but they do, if that makes sense. I'm sorry, not sorry, that really blew my mind. The party of Democrats never ceases to amaze me, but this truly had me flabbergasted. Like, of all things, the border. But every election cycle, this is their number one talking point, hence why I'm not truly appalled. Same shit, different year. What is new? On a side note, the Supreme Court ruled that Trump could be on the ballot in Colorado. Boo, tomato, tomato. But the lawyer in me is saying, I guess they are right. It is technically not up to the states to take him off the ballot. It is up to Congress. The guy that accurately depicted all the elections from the past few decades stated that Congress has the right to take anyone off the ballot and prevent them from running if they did an act of treason. I am paraphrasing, but that is the gist. They don't have to pass a law, as the Constitution and Founding Fathers gave them this innate right. Hence, they need to use it. The Orange Goblin has more issues than Vogue. He needs to pay Tish James the money he owes her, that is accruing by 100K per day, pay her what you owe her, and stop courting the Testa guy for money to fund the abomination you call a campaign. Also, mitigate all your other court cases and pay Giuliani's lawyers too. You got him in all this mess. You need to help him. Also, take your inadequate hound at best, dogs off Fannie Willis in Georgia. She did her job, as Black women always do. And anything outside of that is irrelevant. I refuse to get into it. I really didn't even watch it. Only the highlights, and that was enough. Her legendary litigator father prepared her for that moment her whole life, and she rose to the occasion. Leave Black women alone. With that being said, let's end this podcast on a good note. I have to give an honorable mention to Biden for cutting credit card late fees from an average of $32 to $8. You are a whole blessing. Like, I pray for this man more than I pray for myself. God bless him, and thank you, Mr. President, because I can't afford the bill. How the hell do you think I can afford $32 in addition to the bill? Like, it's all a Ponzi scheme, and I'm truly disgusted. Send the flood. Thank you for listening to my political pontification. If you liked it, please tell a friend to tell a friend, and check out my website, The Political Tea. When you get there, you can generously donate to my chai latte habit. Thanks again.